The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We exalt you and worship you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our Father, we are grateful unto you. We thank you so much for all that you've been doing for us. Unto you be all the glory. Worship, the honor, and the adoration of God. Blessed be your name. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving us the grace and the enablement to come before you and seek your face, O God, in prayer. As we lay the foundation for the year 2024, as we qualify ourselves, as we position ourselves, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we commit those on the way coming into your hands. Those of us who are already here, Lord, it's not by might nor by power, but it is by your Spirit. Those who are following online, Podbean, and Telegram, we say, Lord, let your presence make a difference. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Please, you may take your seat.
Drop it to me at tonight's.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I welcome you once again to the continuation of our foundational fasting and prayer. We are praying to set the foundation for our breaker year. And I thank the Lord for this second week. By next week, we are finishing the fasting. So, beloved, tonight our theme is qualifying or positioning myself for my breaker year. Qualifying or positioning myself for my breaker
year.
Qualifying or position myself for my breaker. You know, this first month, January, is our theme for the whole month of January is repenting, denouncing, and alignment. Repenting, denouncing, and alignment. Alignment is simply to position yourself or to qualify yourself. Alignment is simply to bring yourself in line. When they, in the military camp, it's a fall in line. It simply means that be in line. Beloved, when we read Deuteronomy 26 verse 8. These are some of the scripture we have been reading, and the Lord is always teaching us new things. In fact, it is also in Jeremiah, I think Jeremiah 35. Let me read from verse 8.
Jeremiah 32, verse 21.
Let me read verse 8 to verse 10. Then verse 8 to maybe 9, then I will jump. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and with great terror, and with signs and wonders. And he brought us to this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, verse 10, now behold, I have brought the first of the produce of the ground, that is the first fruit, which thou, O Lord, hast given me. And you shall set it down before the Lord your God, and worship before the Lord your God. Now I will jump to verse number 16 to 19. This day the Lord your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore be careful to do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have today declared the Lord to be your God, and that you will walk in his ways and keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. 18. And the Lord has today declared you to be his people, a treasured possession, as he promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments. You see, this verse 18 is 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. So, then verse 19. And that he shall set you high above all nations, which he has made, for praise, fame, and honor. For praise, fame, and honor. And that you shall be a consecrated people to the Lord your God, as he has spoken. So this is in the Bible.
We will trust him.
Verse 19, it says, and that he shall set you high.
God, you may see strong.
Above all nations.
Abro, amen, you know, so.
Say, oh Lord, perform your word. By setting me high above all nations. Perform your word, O Lord, by setting me high above all nations. Perform your word, O Lord, by setting me high above all nations. Which he has made for praise, fame, and honor. That means God will make you an object of praise. God will make you famous. God will honor you. These were the words that were given to the Israelites. The natural seed of Abraham. You and I are the spiritual seed of
Abraham.
We are the church. So Abraham has two seeds. The natural seed, which is the natural Israel, and the spiritual seed, which is the church. Now, when you look at verse 8 alone of Deuteronomy chapter 26, five things are mentioned there. There are five things that God used to bring Israel out of Egypt. Number one, with a mighty hand. And the Lord brought us out of Egypt with one, a mighty hand. Two, and an outstretched arm. Three, and with great terror. And four,
and nine,
with signs. And five, with wonders. In the New Testament, the shed blood of Jesus Christ should be number 6. Number 7, the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And number 8, the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. These are the 8 supporting pillars of you, the believer.
wo ojidi ni weni enyinaso a eta wechi.
It is by this that we have been ushered into a new year. This is what God used to keep us. Let me tell you, do you know that some people are surprised that you are alive? You see, if God should open your eyes and open your ears to see and to hear, you can't leave.
Wait to me and to not say.
Even among your family, you can't leave. Even in the church, you can't leave. Even among those you think they are your best friends, do you know what people say behind you? People are close to you. Do you know what they say behind you? Do you know what people tell people are close to you behind you? Which they don't even care to come and ask you. You see, that is why God has made it that it's not everything we should know. It's not everything we should know. It's not everything we should see. It's not everything we should hear. Because if you hear everything, if you know everything, if you see everything, you can't come out of your room. At least in my Christian life, one or twice that I was worrying God to open my eyes to see. To see when we are walking, to see the spirit. Look, I had to go to run to the forest and pray. I said, God, please close my eyes. Even human beings, as we are seated here, demons are just flying like that. They are just flying among us. Spirits are just flying. And they are looking for a human being, a container, to enter. And how do we qualify ourselves for demons? The way we think, the way we talk, our desire, our taste, it will start as a natural taste. Then they thought, oh, just eat more. Oh, just add a little sugar. Oh, just a little.
Oh,
little. The thing you have been doing, just do it. Just.
I didn't know, you know. Oh, yeah,
let this one be the last one.
My way, you try to pray.
Just the last one.
Oh, when you try to pray. Oh, yeah, you.
Before you look back,
and so now we're here with you, no.
You are almost getting to the end of the thing.
Not just I didn't know where you're doing.
You are inside. That is how demons enter into us.
Son and the money was it my
then it has become a habit. It has become a lifestyle that you can't stop.
I want to be near you.
That is when the demon has now taken roots. People will lie.
Why are you trying to throw?
They start small.
Small.
When God opened my eyes and I saw it, look, the way spirits move among some are creatures, some are like serpents.
I started watching,
I said,
hey,
I went back. I said, God, please close my eyes.
I said,
it's not everything you need to see.
It's
not everything you need to hear. You need a heart.
We hear a coma
to see and hear something. So you see,
it is how we are.
It is with a mighty hand, an outstretched arm, great terror, signs and wonders. They shed blood of Jesus Christ. The death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The empowerment of the Holy Spirit. That we have entered into a new year. Now, if God should send his only begotten son to come and die to usher you in, you know how important you are. Something, even let's look at our home. Something that you spent money to buy. One day I went to a home where I am so much respected. That I was an Ofkanish
Assemblies of God.
The boat in which I was saved. The lady was bringing the food when she slipped and everything fell. One of my late spiritual mothers, Mama. She was a doctor. May her soul rest in peace. She has a hospital.
Today,
it is still there. When you go to Fadama, Prince of Peace, it is still there. The way they did, this plate, my God! Now, that is how Jesus views you.
Sana Yesu Ohunfa.
Somebody he died for.
Obia Owumaye.
He holds you in high regard.
That's a Obuye Papa Papa Papa.
That is why in baptism. Look, you have been baptized into everything. Look, nothing is coming from heaven. Every desire, what you need, your whatever, the day you were baptized inside it. You are a kingdom member. And when the Holy Spirit comes on you, that one, hey. So what else do you need? All you need is to qualify yourself.
Yeah.
To align yourself. I went home and the Lord said, I should review the message I preach on Sunday. And when I started studying what I preached last Sunday, even when I came to office today, another dimension. Sunday, I told you about the man at the pool that he suffered near success and close but far. Do you know that you yourself, you can be close to somebody but you are far by yourself? Jesus was there.
Yes,
the miracle worker. The pool, the inexhaustible pool of miracle. House of mercy. But the man couldn't qualify himself. He was complaining. He was talking about other people. When actually, is it not somebody you need?
And you're
somebody has come. All that you need, please, I beg you, can you?
And
the person has even gone ahead to ask you, do you want to get well?
And then you have said,
oh, you need, yes, I want to get well.
Oh, and my hand said, I here.
But now,
you are
targeting people.
So
my uncle is in America, he doesn't mind me. My
America,
sister is also, he doesn't mind me. My
sister,
you can be close to somebody.
But
if you don't qualify yourself
for
the person to be a blessing to you, you will never. So sometimes it is we ourselves. Because the person is so familiar.
Oh,
you don't take the person serious. Somebody to be close to you and buy a land for somebody.
Close
to you, it means you are not qualifying yourself. God taught me something. I said, wow.
You see,
now I understand why people come into this church.
The
testimony that was given by the lady who came for the uncle's Thanksgiving and then so. She used to sit here. She's a lady who is always kneeling down. Small, she'll go and kneel on the altar. 2020. There is a turn around. Because she doesn't know anybody in the church. She has a focus. But people are here 30 years. They know all the history of the church. They know everybody. They can tell you, see that brother.
Oh, bet man,
then they will dress the brother down.
You
see that sister? They will dress the sister down.
That
is all their focus. They are not qualifying themselves. Who told you? God said, my breaker here. Who told you it's automatic? You need to qualify yourself. You need to position yourself for the year to be indeed a breaker year for you. Otherwise, it will end in the same way. Anything for which Christ died for, God will jealously and passionately guard and protect that which He has used His own life to usher us into. But the ushery, the one that has been ushered into, the one that has been broken into must qualify himself or herself. How do we qualify ourselves? By alignment. Alignment in what areas? Aligning your mind. Your thoughts. What you think must align with the team. Aligning with your mouth. What you say, the thing should become your song. It should become your song. Whatever God has said, it should become your thoughts and then your song, your language. Then aligning your actions. What you do with your body. When you know the promises God has made to you, let me tell you, I have had a lot of encounters with women. But God has protected me. Some years ago, I looked at a woman. This is a leader in the church. A thickness. Who even preaches in the church? I said, so you want me to sleep with you?
I said, hey, do you say me no better?
So yes.
I said, Anne.
You pastor, when you sleep with us,
now what's up for money and that?
We are even safe. Because your one prayer will cancel everything. Because you are more closer to God than this
thing.
If you know what is in people's head, eh? I look at her and I said, woman,
mommy,
do you know something?
One
day she said something.
I said, "That crooked, baby."
She said, "You are too holy."
I said, "You are crown, crown,
why?"
I didn't hear.
Then I said to her,
"And I'm going to say,
when God has shown you,
Senyami Adane de
Achira, who you are,
Niyawaye,
what He has made you to be,
Niyawaye, sir, Obabeye,
where He is sending you,
baby, all the woko,
and how the devil wants you to end."
And if you send no one, somebody so we far,
you should be a fool,
and Niyawaye kwasiya
to play with your life.
Now what they were bravo Eddie Agro.
Some of the youth that are playing,
and maybe be a Omo Agro no.
They don't know who they are. When you really know who you are,
na sa wonim ampa na ampa sa wonim na we ya.
You keep yourself.
Obe kura wo ho ye.
You protect yourself.
Obe bo ho bai.
Because
some of, say,
look, human beings are containers.
For all you know,
it's a serpent that you are entering. The legs that are open, you are entering. You are entering the mouth of a serpent. You are entering the mouth of a tiger. You think it's a human being? It's something. Your destiny is gone. The easiest way to lose your destiny is through sex.
Now,
the devil will send his children.
They will die
into the church.
They will pretend
they are Christians.
They will come around.
They will even hold the mic and sing. They are targeting somebody. The moment they get you once, bam! You will not see them again. Your destiny is gone. You will leave, you die, and go to it. But what you are supposed to fulfill. The day I said this, that was the last day I ever saw her. The next time I heard, I saw her obituary. Your actions. Do you know the reward of alignment? When you align yourself, then God manifests His presence. God manifests His presence. Look, there is something you do. In Leviticus 9, then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you." There is something you need to do for His presence to manifest.
And
you know,
now
one day I will teach you about God's presence. This year, 2024. Practice the presence of God. I am telling you. Practice the presence of God. When the presence of God is with you, you have everything. You don't struggle again. What was it that brought water from the rock? In Exodus 17. The presence. God told Moses, "Pick the lizard, go and stand there. Go, my presence, I will be standing there. And strike." Psalm 114, verse 1 to 8. What parted the Red Sea? What parted the Red Sea?
The presence.
It was the presence.
Do
you know when God told Moses, why are the Israelites crying? Tell them, move forward. Do you know
Onim.
His presence already?
No, oh, that answer.
Move forward. When you get there,
Uduha.
Just stretch your hand. The presence was already there.
So Moses,
stretch your hand.
Moses,
that's why when we come to church, we give offering. You see, something physical must connect. There must be a connecting link. That's why we give first fruit. We give offering. We give. They are to connect to the spiritual principle. It's the presence. Look, when the presence of God is with you, everything is. Look, when the presence is with you. One day I went to work. I went to Taifa.
I said, okay, on 1990.
When I got to a place, the Lord told me something I've never heard before. He said, stop. Then I started feeling the presence of God.
From
under my feet. I know the way I feel it.
Like
electrical shocks. But this one was just too much. I look whether I was standing on the electrical wire. Then God said something to me. He said, do you know something? I want to tell you this. You are carrying. Do you know that we have opened heavens?
When you say, well, sorry,
I say yes.
I say your name.
Have you heard of open grounds before?
Well, what he say, assassin so be payana.
I say no.
You see that,
he say you are carrying open grounds anointing.
I see kita and was ra emma from BA.
That any place you step,
maybe I'll be too unsee.
Any evil that will sink.
But maybe I will be a bem mem.
When you enter a house,
oh, yeah, if you
there is an evil there,
not one evil heart,
it will sink.
A bem mem rasa cinema.
I say, wow.
I say, yeah, ready.
God,
Nyame.
You see, sometimes God tells me something. Excuse me, I doubt.
I tell him, Nyame, can be me. I said, what you want to ye?
I don't know how he really takes me.
Me, because me, offer
me, I don't see myself. But I seek for the presence of God. Look, 2024. Practice the presence of God. And do you know how we practice the presence of God?
Just be aware,
alert, be conscious. That's all. Be conscious. Let me tell you this. Consciousness is the womb of creativity.
Consciousness
is the womb of creativity. Consciousness is the womb of miracles. Look. What you are conscious of, you begin to create it. If you are conscious,
so I need also say
of a miracle,
so when they be back,
it is with you,
say,
it's around you,
and one,
the miracle begin to form.
If you see,
many people are conscious of the devil.
Now you move pray, you need the answer of
that's why there are too many battles. Many people are conscious of. Of evil.
That's why evil.
Be conscious of headache right now.
That,
hey, I'm having headache. Before you leave this place, your head will begin to ache. Because that's what you are conscious of. Consciousness is the womb of miracles. Consciousness is what produces. I mean, it's what releases God's presence. When you are walking with and you know that God's presence is with you, His presence will manifest. 2024. Be conscious. I said, be conscious. Be conscious of God's presence. You know, which was the day that was declared? This year there will be a lot of weddings, there will be service. Somebody just had a revelation this afternoon and sent it to me. Sent it to my wife and she sent it to me. Powerful revelation. One of our sisters. About what is going to happen this year. When I declare on Sunday, Milonia, the place was vomiting. I saw. I brushed my face. I did like this.
I saw something. So
what am I saying?
Then no we.
I thought some people were putting dollars on the.
Now I only said, "Obidi, Then I realized that dollars were just flying from the pulpit like that.
Then I heard,
"The
altar is giving birth to millionaires." Do you know that after church, one of our, Vivian came to the pastor. Look at this. This was what I was coming to show you. That I saw that God said he was raising millionaires. Thank God for confirmation. Please, 2023. Sorry, 2024. Qualify yourself. Qualify yourself. Qualify yourself. And let me tell you this before we pray.
My maker, we are seeing a bonfire.
Look.
I see here.
Anything that God has taught you as your personal foundation, you have been practicing. Never compromise it. Ignore it. There are some things God will teach you personally. That you start doing this. Like Frank Ajay, is he around? He comes here every Wednesday.
I see your member Frank.
You see him cleaning the place.
Is
Gladys around?
No, he's out.
Since when? Many years now, Frank has been doing this. Many years now. Every Wednesday. Oh, you don't know what God has told him. That is your key.
And only will suffer
to greatness. Never stop it. Don't even share it with anybody. You know why you are doing it. By conviction. By revelation. Or by faith. I never knew anything about first fruit. Until 2008.
Tessano.
God said, park your car.
Let me say, watch this, baby.
I park at Tessano police station. There is a bus stop.
Police station, bus stop.
God started, police depot.
Police
God
depot.
Started teaching me about first food.
2008.
And I started practicing.
And I'm the man.
I share it. Those who pick the fishing, they are doing it.
That's
how it is. In my hometown.
Nikromo.
Those days, not now. Those days, when you hear doctors,
engineers,
professors, they are from five families. Even now, their children and grandchildren. Even now, I don't know whether you heard of OT region, the first chief executive who died after 3 weeks. I don't know whether you heard it. Sar District, the first district chief executive. District what? How do you call them? Who died after 3 weeks? He's from one of the families.
Also, obole di obiabusone ba kumo.
A son, a grandson.
Aye nana bema o.
I started making research.
Obiasi enrivemo.
One of them.
Mumba ako.
Their grandfather.
One another man
was the one who was ringing the bell.
I don't know about Abeng.
Cring, cring, cring. Morning devotion in the village. Cring, 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 cring. He rang the
kring,
bell for 34 years.
Obo Sabena, Visia, Edwia, Sir, and nine.
And died.
And a who, yeah.
Another one.
Our console.
The grandmother.
In another.
If you have ever heard of the Anipa. Anipa.
I see a friend Anipa.
The grandmother.
In another.
Or great grandmother.
She
fetched water for the missionaries.
43
years.
Another
woman fetched firewood.
39
years. These people, their grandchildren, where they are walking, you will be running. Where they are walking.
You will
be running. Because their grandchildren have laid
foundations.
When some of us, our grandfathers were calling demons, some of the demons in this world that are worrying people. My grandfather brought them. So some of us, it is by pure mercy. I'm telling you, it is by mercy. So if you know that, will you play with God? That's why some of us, we are serving God foolishly. And people don't understand. You don't know. Sit down there. Look at the kingdom of God. What has your grandfather done? Is there anything that your grandfather can point at? In any church that your grandfather built this pillar? Was it 2008 that, no, was it when we went to Israel the second time with you, when we went to Capernaum, they were showing us the pillar that John, the family of John, the pillar they built, it is there. The family of John, the pillar they built in the temple, it is there. It is there right now. When you go to Israel, you go to Capernaum, the pillar is there. Which pillar did your grandfather, I mean, what? Show me now. Do you know that family of John, if some of them are still alive, do you know that if any demon comes, they will just point. Look at the pillar. When any of them go to hospital, they say cancer. I say, look at the pillar. Let the cancer go. That pillar. Look, that's why we are building this building. Those of you who are connected to the building of this building, listen to me. You and your generation, you are redeemed forever. Look, a time is going to come. Those of us sitting here, none of us will be here. But wherever we go, this building will follow us. This building will follow us. It will follow us. Say, my Father in heaven, thank you for this revelation. Thank you for opening our eyes. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God right now. Begin to thank God. As we prepare to position ourselves, begin to thank God right now. Shakata mayakata. You see, let me say this. Because some of us didn't have this opportunity, that is why we must be serious now. So that we break that thing. So that behind us, even as we will enjoy some before we die, our children, that line is forever redeemed. Hallelujah. I'm telling you. Pastors come and they tell, so you do this and leave it. I rebuke a pastor here, I think 2 weeks ago. I said, if you do, I will stop you from coming to me. Nonsense. Who are you to talk like that? Some of you, I did not be something, I will go and report you for you to be sacked. I am establishing a foundation for myself and my generation in the house of God. So that even when I'm no longer here, wherever I go, this building will be following me. It will be following you. And God will say, even when demons see, they say, hey, that person is a covenant child. Give way. Don't go there. Give way. Say, my Father in heaven, we thank you for this revelation. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the revelation. We thank you for your word. Say, our Father in heaven, help us to qualify ourselves. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Matthew chapter 15, verse 13. Matthew 15:13. He replied, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots."
Say,
"My Father in heaven." Every evil implantation, every wrong implantation,
every wrong implantation
in my mind,
in my mind,
in my mouth,
in my mouth,
in my manners,
in my manners,
in my lifestyle,
in my lifestyle,
that will slow me down,
that will slow me down,
that will distract me,
that will distract me,
that will steal away my year,
that will steal away my
2024, uproot it. Don't pity people. Christians, you shouldn't pity. You should rather have compassion. You know, pity means that, oh, why is this thing happening to this person?
Oh,
why? This sister, why? Don't pity. Rather, have compassion if you want to help, you help. Because, do you know, the difference between you and I? Number one, our bloodline, our foundation, the covenant that our ancestors have made. Number two, we ourselves, how we are in Christ, the knowledge we have, the revelation we have, the conviction we have, the way we are following. Look, these are our difference. I'm telling you, this is our difference. That's why you don't compare yourself to.
Inchina umpa hontu tu ubia hon.
These are different. So
when
you know that somebody thinks are fine out.
So oh yes, when I want to say, Bibi say ekwa debi hujumu.
Reverend Dambwati.
So for Dambwati.
Is it Dominion or Dunamis Assemblies of God? Is it Teshi or? He used to laugh at say, oh, Boja. Always you are praying. Always you are praying warfare. This man likes warfare.
Oh, God, compare the no.
I couldn't answer him.
The
day I got to know
that
his great grandfather,
when the
missionary came, I think a central, he was the one who welcomed them. When the missionary came, the father became presbyterian pastor. The grandfather became president.
So,
the mother side.
I see.
There is no warfare for him. He has a solid foundation.
Me.
When my grandfather was waving those things, calling demons all over, and he was training me. Then you want me to follow you?
Now we say me do a team.
When you are sleeping, I should also be sleeping.
Oh, there, Mr. Minda.
Oh, come on.
There be that. Hey, sister.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father in heaven.
Show me in my life.
Show me in my life.
The area in my life.
The area of my life.
That I should qualify myself.
Show me.
Reveal to me where I should qualify myself. Reveal to me, Lord. Show me.
The area of my life, Lord.
Look, everything counts. The way you are coming to church. The way you are coming, Frank is there. Frank, when did you start cleaning this place on Wednesday? Which year did you start? Eh? You don't want to mention. You forgot it. It's a long time.
I tell you.
I think when he was in the university, and he comes home every Wednesday.
We
pack everything here. No one knows what God told him. When you come and he's doing it, you don't know what God has revealed to him. Look, all of us, we have the same Bible. We have the same blood. We have the same name. We have the same Holy Spirit. Listen, behind it, there are personal revelations. You don't just come to church and be going.
Oh, Master, now I'm going to
find out.
Pivebo.
God, what should I do?
Yamide na miye.
What area should I handle?
Biyebe na miyukura.
Where should I sacrifice myself?
Ihipa na miyufa mihuma apariye.
Look, there are some things nobody will know.
Na niyamebe obibiye ni.
He's going to allow anybody to know.
Oh, and
when somebody sees it and knows it, pray God.
Oh, you know what,
that is your this thing.
You are
laying a foundation. Some even what they are doing, when they are doing it, they say, the church is not minding me. Nobody this thing
cry.
Wrong. We are going to repeat this prayer and then pray one more. Say, my Father in heaven, 2024 is my breaker year. You have broken me into my vision,
my
fulfillment,
my
prosperity,
my desire place.
You have broken me into my dream.
You have broken me into my destiny.
However, my Father in heaven,
search me.
Anything that the enemy has implanted in me,
by acquisition, by implantation, by transfer,
that will slow me down, that will distract me, that will steal away my ear. Let it be uprooted now by fire. Let it be uprooted by fire.
Let it be uprooted
by fire.
Let it be uprooted right now.
Do you know what this prayer is bringing? This prayer is releasing acceleration in your life. Amen. This prayer is releasing speed.
Amen.
We are going to pray it again. But now, whilst we pray, some of us, we know some things. You know that you are still working with temper, anger. Tell the Holy Spirit to approve this anger. Tell the Holy Spirit to approve this last. When you see fair women, you are jacking. Some years ago, this brother would come to me, Pastor.
I see if you be a chono, you never mind any change.
I jack. First, when you said that thing to me at the office, I didn't understand what you. I was going to say, ah, jack. So whenever you sit in the church and the fair lady said,
I said,
sometimes during offering time.
I said,
whilst you are praying now, just mention uproot last. Uproot anger. Uproot offenses. Uproot bitterness. Look, we all have some things. Including me, we all have some things. And those things will do what? They will slow you down. They will distract you. Somebody can just annoy you. 3 weeks. When a breakthrough is going to come. Maybe your wife or your husband. Anchor will just come. Because the devil knows that a door is about to open. That anchor will overshadow you for 1 week. You miss the opportunity. Because your spirit was not alert. Hey, Lord, help us. Say, my Father in heaven. 2024. Any implantation in me.
Any implantation in me.
That will slow me down.
That will slow me down.
That will distract me.
That will distract me.
That will steal away my ear.
That will steal away my ear.
2024. Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it.
Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it.
Uproot it. Uproot it. Uproot it. Within you, I put
Say every human implantation.
Say
every human being.
Every human being
that the devil uses. Against me,
to
slow me down,
to
distract me,
to
steal away my ears.
Every
human being that the devil uses, the spirit that is using the person against me, 2024, let the earth open and swallow those
hands.
Let the earth open and swallow them. Let the earth open and swallow them. Let the earth open and swallow those spirits. The spirit that the devil is using against me. Let the earth open and swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow the spirit that the demons are Please, we want to pray this prayer well again. Look,
some human beings are evil in plantations. Spirits use them without their knowing. Those are the, we are not commanding the people to die, but we are commanding the evil spirit in them to be swallowed by the earth. Look, you don't know.
I say with him.
Some people, when they visit your house,
after
they are gone, you and your wife, you start quarreling. Gladys was counseling a couple. For 1 month, we were always quarreling. Little thing. 3 days. Look, we talk a lot. Communication flows. But for 3 days, communication was not flowing. We were seeing each other like enemies. Why? What has happened? Then one day the Holy Spirit said, check the couple she's counseling. And then, not knowing that, the couple, the man belongs to occult. When they come, and then they say, let's pray. The guy will pretend that he has received a call. He will go outside. He will never bow down to pray. So we got to know. That's the spirit. So when she sit down within 2 hours, because she's a human being, when you see, those of you who are secretaries, those of you who people come to, you are working with people, you need to be praying tongues. You think everybody that is coming there is a human being? You don't know. You don't know what people carry. I've been telling ushers, don't pray and be standing here shaking people. You see every hand you are shaking is a real hand. Say 2024. Any human being that is an evil implantation that comes into my life to slow me down, to distract me, to steal my year away. 2024, let the earth open and swallow those spirits and demons. Let the earth open, let the ground open. Let me give you this counsel. When people come to you, observe the way you were before they came. After they are gone, observe the way you feel. I've made a covenant with God that anybody I come into contact with, the person should live there as a new person. When we go to pastor's meeting, I have to hide myself. Because wherever they see me, you see them coming in a group. Please.
Yes.
Can you tell us something? Because I'll take that covenant. When they leave, they get something. Why do you think prophet? Almost every Sunday he comes to me here.
I said,
when you close, you come. He said, Papa, I've come.
I said, Papa, Mama.
Tell me something.
Can you tell me?
Because any time I come, I hear countless of people say, look, anytime I meet you,
I say,
you see, that is how we should be.
Sana say yeah, yeah.
That is how you should be.
Sana say yeah, yeah.
When people meet you,
say nipe siawa.
They can't tell, but they feel good.
Omo think, Papa.
Do you know they will go and introduce you to somebody?
Oko no akwada wadi ato before from.
And when you are like that,
say what is answer?
God will start blessing you.
Maybe
God will start opening your door.
Maybe wapompo.
Say 2024.
I declare.
No human implantation.
No human implantation.
2024.
2024.
No human agent.
No human agent.
Can be used against me.
No human
agent. Can be used against me in my office,
at
my workplace,
in
my father's house,
in
my mother's house,
in
my compound,
in
my neighborhood. No. Say 2024.
Any human being
that the enemy has positioned
to use against my destiny, my work, my business, my finances.
Do you know that there are some people? God taught me this many years ago. We call them drainers and sappers. No matter the money you put into their lives, it doesn't produce anything. Drainers and sappers. Today this, the next day this, another time this, another time this. Human beings are containers. All of us, we carry something that no one can see. We carry spirit. Good spirit. Bad spirits. Say 2024.
Any human agent
that has been assigned to me.
Any human agent that has been assigned to me to my dream, to my destiny, to my health, to my marriage, to my career, to my business, to my finances, to anything about me.
See, my Father in heaven, 2024,
I myself, I shouldn't be a human agent. I should be a blessing.
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 Whatever I am,
whatever I am,
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should carry your presence.
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 2024.
I should carry your presence.
I should carry your presence.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing. Whatever I am,
I should be a blessing.
I shouldn't be an agent.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a positive impact.
I should be a positive impact.
I should be a blessing. I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
I should be a blessing.
You are beginning to meet the right people.
Amen.
I say you are going to meet the right people.
Amen.
All the wrong people in your life,
Jesus,
they will never manifest.
Amen.
2024,
yes,
wrong people will never manifest.
Amen.
Wrong people will never manifest.
Amen.
2024,
yes,
you are meeting the right people.
Yes.
You are meeting the right people.
Yes.
You are meeting the right people.
Yes.
The Lord was telling me that 2024, all the wrong people that the enemy has planted in our lives, and shut out the right people, he's going to remove the wrong people. He's going to paralyze them.
Amen.
He's going to remove them. He's going to paralyze them and bring the right people.
Yes.
And bring the right people. Some people are going to manifest in your life in 2024. The right person that will sign your document. The right person that will introduce you. The right person that will advertise you. The right person that will mention your name. The right person that will introduce you. Shaka Kabaya. Tomorrow, there's a prayer point we shall pray. Job chapter 5, verse 21. You will be protected from the lash of the tongue. And need not fear when destruction can... Say, lash of the tongue.
Lash of the tongue.
Some verses say, the scourge of the tongue. 2024. No evil utterance from any quarters.
Now, as a
will have an effect against
Amen.
You.
Amen.
I said this year 2024. No evil utterance. Whether secret or open, work against anybody in this church. It will never land. I said it will never land. It will never land. That's Job 5:21. Tomorrow we shall pray it. Thank the Lord right now for the answer prayer.
Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord.
I release you right now. I release you right now. I set this atmosphere over you. Let this atmosphere begin to manifest.
Yes, Lord.
Tangible testimonies and realities.
Amen.
But before I continue to declare, please watch yourself also. Whilst we are praying, cooperate.
Don't
just pray and think prayer. You must cooperate. You must check yourself also. Check the way you think, the way you talk. And the way. Check your, that's how it works. It's not automatic. Prayer gives the supernatural the authority to act on your behalf. But find out the role that you need to play. I declare right now, let this atmosphere remain with you.
Amen.
Let this atmosphere go with you.
Amen.
2024, I declare you a champion wherever you are.
Amen.
2024, I declare and decree, no spirit can work against you.
Jesus' name.
No occult power, no witchcraft power,
Jesus,
can have any authority over you.
Jesus' name.
Let this atmosphere go with you.
Amen.
And remain with you.
Amen.
And produce tangible testimonies.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Amen.
In the name of God the Son.
Amen.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
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 And when the role is called.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.